I mean, I've heard it said by, you know, the sort of conventional wisdom of financial planners might say, well, yes, real estate's okay, but you should only hold 5 or 10% of your investments in real estate. What's your response to that kind of comment?
I only wish more people believed it, because I hate all this competition for properties, you know. But as an unbiased advisor, I have to tell people that I think that's some of the most foolish advice that's ever been given. First, this whole idea of allocating your assets according to some fixed percentage is, without respect to the prices that you're paying and the yields that various assets are yielding, doesn't make any sense. You know, you've got to look and compare where are the most opportunities, which asset is priced lowest. Second is that you can diversify in real estate across many different categories. You can be in REIT stocks. You can own properties in North Carolina and New Mexico and Indiana. You can have a couple of flipping projects going on in your hometown. You can own your own home. You can own a vacation home. You might invest in some mortgages. And we haven't talked about that, but that's another aspect where really passive investment, where you just finance people. The hard money side of this is growing in attraction, although the hard money subprime lenders are getting into a little difficulty right now because they got a little too generous shoveling out the money. But over time, it's an opportunity to look at. There are always people who want to borrow money for real estate. If you look at the deal closely enough, it might be worth the risk to get 12 or 14 or 16% interest on it, which is what some of these mortgage lenders, private mortgage lenders, these are private investors who will put up $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 to maybe a rehabber or a renovator or somebody who has a quick flip but wants to invest some money into it. So you have mobile home parks and offices and retail. I can sit here and go through 100 different opportunities that you could have a perfectly diversified portfolio with nothing more than real estate and real estate related assets in that portfolio. And I suspect historically, and not only suspect, that I know historically that such a portfolio would have yielded lower risk, less volatility, higher income yields, and greater leveraged appreciation than a comparable portfolio diversification of stocks. I won't project the future, but I will tell you the opportunities in real estate are still out there, and you can diversify across numerous categories of real estate and geographic areas.
And in doing that,